Life presents a possibility each and every day. I heard a calling that was right for me. I prayed for strength for what's ahead of me. Show me. Before me was my enemy.
No tread on me.
Come to take away my liberty. I'd rather die than be a slave to thee.
Don't shake me this way.
Killed my brothers, they lay dead by me. Hit them hard, we made them pay that day. We hung the traitors from the highest tree.
Merciful.
Against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. It's the same old story with our president, folks. The same old story. Once again this week, President Bush, in another lawless move, and I mean lawless, there's no other word for it, he slapped us in the face and he kicked us in the groin when he promised Mexican President Fox that he would again push for stalled immigration reforms. That's right. He made no promises because he knew the opposition from the Congress was just too strong. But he reiterated that he would, quote, keep pushing for more lenient immigration laws, unquote. Let's see, folks. Let's be real about this. The majority of Congress is against amnesty. Poll after poll after poll after poll after poll shows that Mr. and Mrs. America is against amnesty. And when you ask legal immigrants, you remember them. Remember the legal immigrants, the ones who can really wear the I name? You know, those are the ones who did it the right way and obeyed the laws, filled out all the forms, had a background check, a health examination, and signed all the papers. Legal immigrants, even they are against illegal immigration and side with the rest of the law-abiding citizens of this country. Well, guess what? If all of us can get together and figure out how this is and how it should be, why, oh, why is the President of the United States still betraying us on immigration? Why? Don't tell me he's a good president when this man goes against us day after day, week after week, month after month, and tells us that he's going to push this down our throat. He is not a good president. And stop saying that he is. And don't send me any stupid emails about what a great man and what a great legacy is. Let me tell you what his legacy is going to be. I can sum it up in one word. That's it. That's all he's going to have. You know why? Because he sucks. Here is a man that doesn't care what America wants. We have told him time after time, and he's still going to push it down our throat. Well, we will no longer wait for President Bush to do the right thing. We will not wait any longer, Mr. Bush. Hundreds of Americans, as we speak, are on our southern border accomplishing something that will tarnish that Bush legacy. They are embarrassing him. Nothing is worse than embarrassing a sitting president. Nothing is worse in this world. They are embarrassing him for the inept president that he is. They're showing the world that they will not allow this country to be sold out and demolished by either its president or big business or an obvious alliance of the two. That's right. The Minutemen. That's right. That's who I'm talking about. You've seen them on the news. You've seen them all over Lou Dobbs. You've seen them on every other channel. The Minutemen. They're at the border doing America's work. I've seen them all over the television in the last 2 days and in the printed media. Most of the stories, I must admit, have been relatively fair and slightly balanced. Slightly. But some of the reporting has been vile and slanted. You know the ones I'm talking about. You know how they do it. An invalid use of the race card. And every stereotype and cliche you can think of is used to malign and castigate these brave and valiant Americans. When describing the illegal invaders who are at the brunt of this problem and the reason the Minutemen are there, when describing them in the last 2 days, I have heard the term migrant, undocumented worker, unauthorized migrant, unauthorized immigrant, and about a dozen more names to keep us from acknowledging that these people are here illegally in our country and they are at the bottom of this problem. With all this against the Minutemen, what have they done, folks? They have pressed on. But mostly the main thing they did, they showed up. They showed up. They actually showed up. They are there now. Not for headlines. Not for notoriety. These are regular folks. And they are down there doing the work that the government won't do. They have showed up. They had their rally, and Congressman Tom Tangredo showed up, and he spoke to the crowd, and they loved him. Mark Edwards, one of the best talk show hosts in this country, from K-Don, Las Vegas, was down, and he spoke to the crowd. They loved him, too. He's fighting the fight. Many people are fighting this fight. It went off without a hitch, and they had almost as much media there to cover it as they had at the O.J. trial. The volunteers were well-behaved, disciplined, and ready to serve their country to the chagrin of the doomsayers. Oh, they said, oh, it's going to be wholesale craziness down here. Rednecks carrying guns and people down here untrained, not law. Oh, it went on and on and on. But what they didn't consider was this. Everybody down there has one thing in common. They are trying to make a point. They are trying to show the government that regular Americans can fight for their country, can step up and embarrass the president. That's what this is about. I know you Republicans hate me when I say this. Oh, we shouldn't embarrass the president. We should embarrass him right out of his drawers. We should embarrass him right out of his socks because he's not doing his job. And maybe in this next 4 years, we can make him a better man. But you're not going to make it by kissing up to this guy and telling him, what a great guy. Oh, you're Mr. President, you're a wonderful man. He's not. And you're never going to convince me he is. And as long as you keep telling people he is, he's never going to get better. It's like a spoiled, rotten child. As long as you keep telling them, oh, you're a good boy, Johnny, and Johnny sucks. Guess what? He's going to get worse. But when you take him behind that woodshed and tan his little britches a couple of times, what's going to happen to him? He's going to get better. You embarrass him in front of his classmates, he's going to get better. But let him keep doing what he's doing, he's never going to improve. And that's the problem we have with President Bush right now. So any of you people thinking about emailing me, I'll delete them. As soon as I see what you're talking about, I don't even read that stuff anymore. Don't tell me about what a wonderful man he is. So far, folks, there's been no violence. There's been no talk of violence. There's been no wish for violence. Just people down there trying to do the job of the American government and of George W. Bush. Can I at least get those of you who didn't go to make a pledge? That's what I want you to do. I know everybody couldn't go, and I'm not saying you should have went, because if you couldn't go, you couldn't go. I couldn't go, obviously. I had a radio show, and I had nowhere down there to broadcast from. But I wanted to go, and I may go yet in the middle of the week. But I want you people to do what I'm going to do. Here's people down there serving our country. For them, do these two things. Call your congressman. They need your vote every 2 years. Call that congressman and ask him this. Two questions. Why were you not down there like Congressman Tancredo was? Number one. Get a good answer from him. Say, okay, I appreciate your answer. Here's number two. Will you pledge to never amnesty any illegal alien as long as you are my representative and expect my vote and my money? Will you pledge that to me? I don't care if you got a good congressman like Tancredo or one of those not-so-good congressmen like mine, Diane Watson and Maxine Waters and Jackson Lee, who will do anything to destroy this country. And Mr. Conyers up there with his old self doesn't know what's going on with his people. Black folks are around here without jobs, and he's talking about let them all be amnesty. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Supposed to be so pro-black, but you're ready to sell out your people and your country in the same day. Will you ask those two questions of your representatives? I don't care what race you are or who represents you. Even if it's Tom Tancredo, call him and ask him and then thank him for going. But ask your people, will you do this for me? Will you make this pledge? And if they tell you they won't, then you tell them I'm going to do everything I can to get you out of office. You tell them I'm going to do everything I can to make sure nobody votes for you, and I'll never send you another dollar. Not only won't I send you a dollar, I won't even send the party a dollar anymore. That's what you can do to help represent these people that went to represent you. And if you don't do that, then you don't deserve to be mentioned in the same breath with these valiant men and women who call themselves the Minuteman. God bless them. It's the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Hon, have you figured out the bills yet?
Things have been hard since the baby.
I've been looking for a job. It's just been so difficult with the job market. By the way, I don't think we're going to be able to afford the gym with the rent increase.
I'm heartbroken.
Hey, it bothers me that we can't afford the gym, a house, and a decent neighborhood. I think we should move.
What?
If we moved to Arizona, specifically Phoenix, I hear we could afford a house there.
Whatever, but where the post-pregnancy craziness?
Actually, that's true. Phoenix is one of the fastest-growing cities. Prices for homes are still affordable, and the job market is excellent. My name is Willa Key, and I am the designated broker of Premier Properties, and have had many years of experience in all areas of residential real estate. I would be so happy to assist you with finding your dream home. Contact me at 602-863-3050 or email at wilyaby2@aol.com.
We'll call 602-863-3050, and so should you.
Hi, I'm Roy Burns, and I'm president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs.
With all the politics surrounding ballot measures claiming to help law enforcement, sometimes we can forget the very real daily acts of heroism by our deputy sheriffs. Almost 2 years ago, Deputy Armand Arevalo was on patrol in Linwood when he observed a suspicious man who turned out to be carrying a .357 Magnum. Rather than submit to a search, the suspect took his own girlfriend hostage and fled on foot. Deputies Hilgendorf, North, and Welch arrived to assist and found the suspect had climbed onto a roof in a residential neighborhood and had opened fire on the deputies and a sheriff's department helicopter. The deputies held their ground, returned fire, and mortally wounded the suspect, who, as it turns out, was a convicted felon on parole. Thanks to the swift and courageous action of these brave and selfless deputies, hardworking families were protected and lives were saved. We owe these deputies a debt of gratitude for a dangerous job well done. I'm Roy Burns. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Hal Netkin on behalf of Citizens Against Villaraigosa for Mayor. On May 17th, the voters of Los Angeles must choose between the incumbent mayor James Hahn and career politician Antonio Villaraigosa. Though both are advocates for illegal aliens, we must set a precedent by depriving Villaraigosa from this office. As a Los Angeles councilman, Villaraigosa virtually takes orders from Mexico City, representing illegal aliens over U.S. citizens. He proved this when he said this.
Because you know what? It's not enough to elect Latino leadership if they're supporting legislation that denies the undocumented driver's licenses. They don't belong in office, friends. They don't belong here.
We can keep Villaraigosa from winning if a full-page ad costing thousands of dollars is run in the Los Angeles Daily News to oppose him. And that's why we desperately need national support from Americans like yourself. You may not live in Los Angeles, but we all live in America. Won't you please help save Los Angeles by making a generous donation? Remember, if Los Angeles falls, your city could be next. To help, please visit our website, mayorno.com. That website, again, is the word mayor and the word no together, .com. If you don't have Internet access and wish to donate by mail, please call 818-989-9729 for recorded instructions. That telephone number, again, is 818-989-9729. Thank you.
Folks, you know when it's time to refinance your home, the first thing they're going to tell you you need is an appraisal. Where do you get one? You call our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals at 818-223-9498. Come on, folks. They're fast, friendly, professional, and why wouldn't you call them when they've been our sponsor and helped us stay on the air? Give our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals a call. That's 818-223-9498. That's 818-223-9498. I want to remind all the good folks out there that have friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. They can also hear us live at CRN. That's the cable radio network. I want to welcome all the good folks live tonight at WSRO AM 650 Boston, Massachusetts, KLID AM 1340 Poplar Bluff, Missouri, KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona, the great K-Dawn, 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada, KGTK, 920 AM Seattle, and KLO, 1430 AM Salt Lake City. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget that you get back all that you give. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Tonight we have a real doozy. Isabel Garcia. Excuse me. Senora Isabel Garcia. Of all the people who are protesting the Minuteman Project, this broad takes the cake. She's already been against Prop 200. She was against the Border Patrol announcement they wanted to add more agents. This woman is for illegal immigration, folks, and all this while being a public employee working for the Pima County Legal Defender's Office making 80 grand a year. That's right. Well, this week, while working under the title of Derejos, Humanos, excuse me, I couldn't read the writing here, a Tucson race-based organization that aids and abets illegal immigration. She asked the idiotic question, you ready for this, quote, why aren't they patrolling the Canadian border? And then she answered her own stupid question with a stupider answer. She said, I'll tell you why. It's about race. It's not about the border. It's about poor brown people moving across the border and white people not liking that, end quote. If I may answer your question, Senora Garcia, the reason we're not patrolling the Canadian border is because there is no huge illegal alien problem from there. I will make you the same offer that I make to many callers, including Zoni, who call this show and give me the Canadian bull. Let me say this to you. They give me the Canadian croc. Take me to the schools and show me the overcrowding due to Canadian children. Show me the wages that have been driven down and stagnated by Canadian illegal aliens. Show me the jobs being taken by illegal Canadian workers. Show me the hospitals being closed by unpaid bills of illegal Canadian patients. When one more, show me the Canadian equivalent, excuse me, of the M13. Of the M18, of the White Fence, of the 18th Street Gang. Show me this. That is why the Canadian border is not being patrolled by these people, Senora Garcia. We have no Canadian gangsters in our streets in Los Angeles. You want to talk about race, though? Huh? You are the racist. I totally agree with you on race. And if people didn't look like you, talk like you, and have the same foreign language that you speak and have the same allegiance to the same foreign country that you have, you wouldn't give a damn about them. And that's a fact. All you care about is those who look like you. I don't care what race people are, but you do. And you only represent these people because they're yours. And madam, senora, that is a racist thing to do. This week, you are our most horriblest clown of the week. Good Lord, it goes on and on and on. All right, folks, the Minuteman Project, we got people who were there. I want to get right to my buddy. I got two people on the line I'm going to get to. The first one I want to get to is a gentleman I mentioned a few minutes ago. I didn't know he was on the line, Mark Edwards. Mark, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, I'll tell you what, you really wound up tonight, and I'm glad you are, because it should be. I just got back from the border. I came back a day earlier. I saw all that I could see at the moment, and I'll tell you what, it's a hit, as they say on the charts. It's a big hit down there. I've got something from the Arizona Tucson region paper, the Arizona Daily Star, serving Pima, Cochise, Santa Cruz, and Pinal counties. It might shock you. It says, protesters lend hand to entrant in distress, in big, bold letters. Then it went on to say, man found tired, thirsty, and the Minuteman Project helped him.
Well, that's the kind of folks we are. We're not animals. Mark, we will help anybody. And that's been happening for years. But after we help you, we're going to turn you into the Border Patrol because you're not supposed to be here. But we don't want anybody to die out there. Nobody ever did.
Here's the amazing part of this story. The guy who wrote it is a guy called Michael Morisco. He's a Latino gentleman down there who Chris Simcox really doesn't like. At the press conference the other day, I made some notes. He mentioned Michael Morisco, and he said he's the prince of persecution, of distortion, misquotes, and lies. But
like
this
it.
One he got right. Maybe he's getting the message.
Maybe.
Got this one right.
Well, the conduct of the folks down there could possibly change his mind.
Yeah, yeah.
People like you. Mark, I'm glad you went down there. Tell me what it was like. Did you actually see any coming across the border? Or?
Oh, yes. In fact, you know, when I talked to Glenn, I was at the Glenn Spencer's place today and saw his project out there. That's awesome. He's about
Glenn's an awesome guy, period.
He's about 1,100 yards from the border,
yep.
And I he wants you to come down.
He's I will.
I'm going to talk to Terry.
Oh, Glenn. Glenn,
get him down there.
You always mention me being your mentor. Glenn is one of mine when it comes to immigration. He's one of the people that got me involved as deep as I am. But Glenn's doing great work down there, and he moved from here, Mark, to be closer to the problem, and I applaud him for that.
Well, the first day it was at NACO. We went all from Tombstone over to NACO. I shouldn't say the first day, April 1st, there was all the speeches. In fact, I had to give a couple, and Congressman Tancredo, I made some notes of things he said, and you might be interested in a couple of them. He had a lot of positive comments. He said they're waking up on the hill up there, and he said some of them, and he smiled and looked out at the audience of press and the mixture of Minutemen and said they're starting to come to the front of the line. And in other words, you know, the bandwagon effect is taking effect right now. And he said, that's all right. We welcome them all. He said, let them come. He said, there's going to be a battle on the hill. He said, it's going to be, in his words, one hell of a fight. That's a direct quote. He said, we want that driver's license thing badly, and they want the ag bill, and I don't know where it's going to go. They're going to fight like hell for the ag bill, but he thinks that the driver's license thing is going to be a go eventually. Then he said what we ought to do in 2005 and this year, too, as well, is go for the employers. And how many times have you and I said that? How many times have we talked about that? And he said if we go for the employers and then we get the everything happening, he said there'll be an exodus. He said there'll be an exodus of a lot of them.
Absolutely.
You won't have to worry about about rounding them up. They'll be going back.
Self-deportation.
Dry them up.
Absolutely.
And he said... a great comment. He said, I've yet to find somebody who has died coming through a legal port of entry.
I haven't seen that one myself. But you know what, Mark? A lot of people getting a lot of problems when they do the wrong thing, and these people are doing the wrong thing. And I'm so sick of everybody talks about the employers. It's the employer's fault. No, it's the government's fault. You know whose fault it is? We got three people to blame. I blame the employers for enticing these people here.
Yeah.
I blame the government for giving them welfare and allowing them to stay. But I blame that guy that laces up his shoes and decides to walk across my border. You cannot do it. No more than you can break in my house and take my stuff because I got a little more than you got. I'm not going to allow it. I don't care how poor you are. My heart goes out to you, but you can't do it. And we must start putting the blame where it goes in these three directions. And that's a problem with a lot of our people who are pro-illegal alien. They want to blame the employers and blame the government. They don't want to blame that guy that comes across the border. It's a lot of Mexicans in Mexico making a living, scratching out a living and trying to make their country a better place. And if I lived there, that's what I would be doing.
Well, he also went on to tell us that he said now the number one remittance for that country, money coming back to them, has been it's overtaken oil, the money sent back. He said now $100 billion is flowing out of our country, and he said follow the money.
That's usually the case, Mark.
I had a good talk with Glenn about that today. I said you corrected me on my own show one night, and I took it to heart because I had often said these are good people and they're sending a lot of money home to their folks. And Glenn corrected me on my show. I said, let's talk about that a little bit more. And we did today at his house. He's 1,100 feet from the border, by the way, with a triple wide living in out there. marvelous setup. Anyway, he said, the Border Patrol is now telling him that the cost of coyotes has gone up to about $2,000.
Wow.
I said, you tell me where a guy could get that $2,000 from. He said, making 25 cents an hour, or we're field working, or whatever he may be doing in his little village. Where can he get it? He said, what's happening, and he spelled it out to me, he said, they're sending people, the cartel people are sending people to the villages, and they're approaching the young men and talking to them, would you like to go to the Great America, this, that, and the other, and we'd like to sponsor you.
Yeah, take this sack with you
across
the border.
We'll put you over there. And then you send us back X amount each month.
There you go.
We'll get you over there. And he said, that's what's happening. Then he went one further. He said, they've been able to track where the mail is going, where the money mail is going back. It's not going to small towns and villages. It's going to big cities.
Amazing.
And he named like Guadalajara, and he named a few others. He says it's going to the big cities.
Mark,
so guess what? They're dispensing the money. They're indentured. They're like indentured slaves, even though they're over here.
Hold on, Mark. I got a hard break coming on. I'm going to hold you over for a few minutes, okay?
All right.
I'll be back in a few minutes. Listen to Senor Navarro, who was down there protesting, folks. This is a good one.
These are the critical years for us as a Latino community. We're in the state of transition. And that transformation is called the drowning of America. Latinos are now becoming the majority. Because I know the time and history is on the side of the Chicano Latino community. It is changing in the future and in the present the balance of power of this nation. It's a game of power. Who controls it? You are like the generals that command armies. We're in a state of war. This Proposition 187 is a declaration of war against the Latino Chicano community of this country. They know the demographics. They know that history and time is on our side as one community, as one people, as one nation within a nation, as a community that we are, the Chicano Latino community of this nation. What this means is a transfer of power. It means control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
You can do your part in whatever way you choose to help carry the message. If you have more money than time, we welcome your financial contribution. We are an all-volunteer, nonprofit, grassroots organization dedicated to preserving your Second Amendment rights. Get active. For more information, including the 10 ways you can help support the Second Amendment, visit our website, libertybells.org, B-E-L-L-E-S.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
Folks, virtually all population growth in California comes from immigration and immigrant births. In Los Angeles, illegal aliens account for 95% of outstanding homicide warrants and 2/3 of outstanding felony assault warrants. L.A. County pays $350 million a year for illegals' unpaid medical bills. And California spends $7.7 billion a year educating illegal alien children. Californians for Population Stabilization, or CAPS, wants our leaders to solve these serious problems now. We need to act soon before it's too late. You can help by calling CAPS at 1-800-786-4726 or visiting CAPS.org. That's 1-800-786-4726 or CAPS, CAPSWEB.org. Okay, folks, we are back with Mark Edwards, my buddy, and my co-host on Wednesday nights, of which I co-host this show. We'll talk about that in a minute. Mark, I'm not going to keep you much longer. I want to know what was the mood of the folks down there. That's what I'm really interested in. What were the, you know, the men, the women, the regular folks who were down there? What was their mood like?
Really great. That was the fun part of it all.
That's one of the important things, too, Mark.
Going down the line in Naco, they were about 3-4 blocks long, and then every once in a while, they would organize a group with a loudspeaker system. Come on, let's march, and they'd march back and forth in front and meet each other. And it was people. I talked to couples from New York. I talked to them from North Carolina. The one couple from New York took them days to drive out here. They weren't youngsters either. They said they had to come out here. It's amazing where they came from. There were flags from everywhere.
And Mark, you are a youngster, and you went down there, and it was. we're proud of you for going. I'm really happy you went and you could give us a report. I know you're going to be talking about it on your show. I'm sorry to keep you through the break, but
all right,
I wanted to be able to tell folks what a great guy you are. Mark's a guy who jumped on this immigration thing with both feet, and boy, folks, he is doing a really great, great job. He's got his own show in Las Vegas. He's also heard on, what's the other network, Mark?
American Voice Radio.
You can hear him on 720 AM right here in California, folks. He's on every night,
right.
Monday through Thursday at 10 p.m. He's on for 2 hours. It's a great show. I'm on with him every Wednesday night. You can hear different people on with him on different nights. But he does a great show, and he does a lot of things. It's not just all immigration, but he does a lot of immigration. And Mark is a great tool, a great soldier in this fight now, and we welcome you to the fight, buddy. We really do.
Well, I appreciate that. And Glenn, I enjoyed meeting Glenn. For the very first time personally today. I've talked to him a lot and had him on the air and all that.
Glenn's a fabulous guy.
And he's going to come to our big Unite to Fight Illegal Immigration Summit.
Anybody that can make that, that's the Labor Day weekend in Las Vegas.
Memorial Day.
I get that confused every time.
Yeah,
Memorial
Day.
But you can get the information where?
You go to wakeupamericafoundation.com. Wakeupamericafoundation.com.
Okay.
It's all laid out. We're looking for a bigger venue, and we're going to go to 2 days now because we have over 25 speakers. You're one of them. Glenn's one of them.
Tom Tancredo.
Tancredo is the keynote speaker, and we're going to let him have as much time as he wants. He'll be the last speaker on a Sunday night.
Oh, he can wind him up, too.
Oh, he does. And I got to tell you one more funny thing. Gilchrist, the man who put it all together, okay? Jim, everywhere Jim would see me, he'd grab me and say, hey, this is the guy that got it all started for me. This is the guy that did it on the radio in Las Vegas. And when I first talked about it, I didn't know if I could do it or not. I mean, he was really pumping me up everywhere I went. And Chris, he said, I got a comment from him here. He said they had a 4 o'clock till 6 o'clock. Big press conference. I mean big. There must have been 12, 15 news vans from various TV stations, not counting the radio people and everything. The hall was full, and that was only for press, not for Minutemen. There, during the day when we spoke, it was Minutemen and a few press, Minutemen and
a few
press.
This is a huge event.
Yeah, all day long that went on. We'd have another group come in and another group come in, and we'd speak to them. But this big one, 4 to 6 o'clock, Tancredo came back. He was there for the first Minuteman get-together, you know, kicking it off and talking to the press as well as Minutemen volunteers, and they were cheering him, everything he said. But then he went down to the border with Babe Buchanan, wanted to see it for himself, got his old shoes on and his...
Dark kind of guy.
Got down in the trenches with him out there, and he spent the better part of the day. He came back from 4 to 6, and the 4 to 6 portion is when a lot of things happen. Question answers with Q&A, and they were asking good questions, the press. I got to give them credit. They've opened their eyes.
They've learned. They've learned what to ask now.
Yeah.
They know the ropes as much as we do. Mark, I got to go. I got a bunch of people that were there I got to get to.
Quick one thing.
Yes, sir.
Jimmy Gilchrist says to the press, I got cracked up. He said, 95% of you media out there, you've been fair as hell. You've been really great. He said, the other 5%, you'll never date my daughter.
Well put. Right. Jim's a great guy. Mark, thanks for taking the time with us. We really appreciate it, buddy.
I appreciate it.
We will see you Wednesday night, folks. Mark Edwards Show every night at 10 on KDON, 720 AM. Thank you, sir.
God bless.
See you Wednesday. All right, let's get to Deborah Sadler now. Deborah, I'm sorry to keep you waiting so long. I didn't know Mark was going to be on with us tonight. And he had to do some things, so I wanted to get him on and off. Deborah's a soccer mom who was down there. We're talking about regular folks. Mark's a talk show host. He's down there partially on business, but he was also down there as an American. But here's a lady who is a soccer mom. Deborah, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Tell us what it was like. I mean, what was your experience like?
I just had a blast. We had a great time. I drove down there from California with my son. And we met a lot of really terrific people, and we just had a great time.
Was it basically what you thought it would be?
It was very much what I thought it would be. Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm comfortable. I've met a few of these people before. There were some people I knew, and yeah, it was very much what I expected it would be.
Good. Did you meet a lot of people down there with they were angry, or did you meet a lot of people down there wanted to basically save the country?
Definitely people that are very concerned about the country. The only angry people were the people that were protesting us. I'm just being very honest.
That's always the case, too, Deborah, that I've found. You know, they call us angry people. But, yeah, we're a little pissed. We get a little angry sometimes. But you know what? We're basically wanting to fix a situation that's out of control. But here's people that come out there, and they call us some of the most vile names. And these people are basically angry, hateful people.
Well, and, you know, when they were protesting, my son asked me when the protesters came, he said, why was anybody for illegal immigration, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that's kind of a good question. I don't know. And I asked some of the people that were protesting us, some of them agreed that it was a problem, but we were just doing the wrong thing. But they don't have a plan themselves. They have no answers. They're not doing anything. And I think because of that, they don't know what else to do except get angry.
They're not for anything, but they're against you.
Exactly.
That's what it's always been like with us. They're against us. They're against anything we say. It's like the ACLU. Anything we do, if it's got something to do with the Bible, it's got something to do with immigration, they're against us. They're for a free, wide-open country. Anybody do whatever you want to do and just run it to hell in 60 days. That's what they're for. And it's sad. Now, when you saw these protesters down there, did they get hateful or violent? Did they have anything to say to you that was, out of the way or?
They didn't get hateful or violent. A couple of them, one guy for some reason had like a camera, and they're all the way it's set up down there. It isn't like one big rally. There's people. It's a project. The people are working. So there was like speeches in one place, orientations in another place. People getting signed up in another place. So there weren't a lot of people, at the protesters' rally at that point. And there were a lot of police there, and they backed them off really quickly.
Now they told us. I saw reports on the TV where they said there was 100 people there, Minuteman people, 150 people. Is that true?
It just isn't. Although it's interesting that when somebody mentioned that number, 100, as I was leaving at the very end of the press conference, a member of the press did go up to Jim and say, what will you do if only 100 people show up? It's like they sort of already had that idea in their head or something. Because
I think it was a hope they had. What I mean?
I think so. There were, in fact, hundreds of people there. I tried to get an idea of numbers, but it's, like I said, it's really impossible because there's different things going on at any one time. There were two different rallies going on at one time. There's orientations going on. There's people out in the field. So there's people in so many different locations, you couldn't tell how many people were there if you were just an observer. You know what I'm saying?
Well, folks,
there's no way you could have known.
Folks, here's a lady. Her and her son. Her and her son drove down there to serve the country. Here's a lady, a very nice woman, a soccer mom, a regular person. No, nothing special. I'm not saying you're not special here, Deborah. But you understand what I mean.
Yeah, I'm like Jim Gilchrist.
There is nothing wrong with being a regular American. I consider myself a regular American. And that's who we are. That's who we pride ourselves in being. That's where our strength comes from. And folks, here's a regular American who went down there and did something. Actually did something on her own. And we applaud you for it, Deborah. We're proud of you. We really are.
It's not hard.
No, it's not hard. It's not hard. All you have to do is do it. Put that one foot in front of the other. We are proud of you for what you did, and we're proud of all those people who are there and all those who are going to go during the month. We appreciate what you did. I'm going to move on, Deborah, because I got a bunch of callers, but I want to thank you for coming on, for spending the time on hold. I'm sorry it was so long.
No problem.
But we wanted some regular folks to come on and give their experience, and we may get you back on and talk about it at a later date.
Okay, great. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
You take care.
You too.
All right, folks, you heard it from them. We got to understand that we're all regular people and we all can do something. Let's go to Ron, calling from Orange. Ron, we're going to take them real quick tonight because time is running out. What do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, basically, just really wanted to encourage the Minutemen while President Fox and Vice President George Bush of Mexico are against you. We real Americans are for you.
Absolutely.
Also, is there any way we could make a financial contribution to the Minutemen? Could you put this on your website?
You know you can. Right now? You can, but I don't have the information in front of us, but we will get that up there. Webmaster, I know you're listening. If you could possibly get that information and get it up for us, we would appreciate it.
Please do that for us, sir, so we could look that up on your site.
All right, Ron. I appreciate that suggestion.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
And Jen says hi. Thank you.
Thank you. My best to Jen. Let's go to Gary calling from Victorville. Gary, not much time. What do you say?
Well, Jerry coming home from Victorville.
Jerry, how you doing, buddy?
You made that big speech real quick, like, so let me give you something real quick, like 1-877-762-8762.
That's it. That's the number.
1-877-762-8762. Call those congressmen.
It's free.
Toll free.
It's free.
It's free.
Give them a call.
It's been going on for about 8 years now. I don't know who's paying for it, but thank God for it.
There you go.
Now, I want to say this. I was proud of those Americans down there today. You know, I've been watching Lou Dobbs ever since George Putnam talked about them. And I think George has that number, that information on the Minuteman, too. But and Lou Dobbs did, too, on his program. If you want to catch Lou Dobbs, folks, at 3 to 4 or 8 to 9, you can catch him and get some information from him, too. Now, Terry, thank you very much for that information on the station, because I am listening to Nevada, 7:20 a.m.
Told you you could get it, buddy. Told you you could get it.
I didn't get it.
All right,
Kevin. Now, look.
I got to go, Jerry. I got a full board.
Let's don't give up. We're on our way.
All right, buddy.
God bless.
Take care. Let's go to Joe calling from Ventura. Joe, what do you hear? What do you say, buddy?
Hey, Terry. How you doing tonight?
Pretty good.
Just want to talk to you a little bit and your listeners about our Home Depot rally we're having on
very important.
On the 9th. I heard you're going to be out there.
I'm going to try to make it.
I appreciate that. And basically, I just wanted, you know, Deb that you just had on a minute ago, she's very special to me. She's been one of our most active and most supportive activists.
Well, I didn't know her until now, but she's very special to me too now. A woman that will get in the car with her son and drive all the way to the border down there in eastern Arizona. Huh?
Unbelievable.
That's our kind of girl.
I know. She's been at every one of our events. And so basically, I just want to let people know at the Home Depot in Glendale on the 9th, we're going to be out there from 10 to 1. And basically, we're protesting Home Depot's criminal violation of federal laws prohibiting the aiding and abetting of illegal aliens. They support these day labor centers that are only in place to help illegal aliens.
No other reason.
Set up with it.
No other reason.
And they're in bed with La Raza, and they're in bed with Mecha, and they're in it for the buck. And so we need Americans to stand up and take notice and get off their butts and join us like Deb does every week that we're out there. And it's very simple. We're going to have a lot of fun, and people can learn more about us at saveourstate.org.
If you folks out there will go, I'll go. How's that sound? If you guys will show up, I'll show up. Can we do that, folks? Can we show up at Joe's rally and protest this? Because Home Depot needs to be protested. I'll be there.
They sure do.
Give us that address again, Joe.
It's at saveourstate.org in Glendale. We're going to be in Glendale on Saturday the 9th from 10 to 1, and we're going to have a blast. We're just going to have a lot of fun.
Okay, buddy. The information's on our website, theterryandersonshow.com. All right,
Thank
Joe.
Thank you so much.
See you Saturday, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care. All right, let's go to Zoni, calling from Santa Monica, California. Zoni, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time, buddy.
And I hope I can stay with you after the break, but I want to say this. First of all, a salute to all the people in Arizona, and I think, the Minutemen, I mean, and I think you and I are next, and I think we have to do our part. We haven't done our part completely. I don't want to do this on my own, but if you don't support me, I'll start the things on my own. You know, this Tuesday is Los Angeles City Hall. Your program is national. I'll do my best to be there on the council member meeting and to ask whoever is going to be re-elected or elected, meaning Antonio Villaraigosa or Jim Han, to enforce the labor laws in the city of Los Angeles to penalize beginning Tuesday to all the people who hire illegal immigrants. It's not an easy task, but if the people in Arizona are doing what they're doing, I think, Terry, you and I can go to every single out of the 89 city halls in Los Angeles County, because we have 89 cities in Los Angeles County, being Los Angeles City the biggest one, and then Long Beach. You go on and on and on, and we can do it in circle, you know, starting in Los Angeles City Hall and closing in City Hall before Election Day or during Election Day in Los Angeles, because the next people, and you might disagree with me, but, you know, it is like in Latin in America. The United States corporation go there because there is market for.
I understand, Zoni, but these people are coming here and they shouldn't be here.
I
know you do, but you always put it second, Zoni. Let me ask you a question. Are you for getting rid of Special Order 40 so the police can arrest these illegal aliens when they see them in the street?
I'm in favor of arresting every single illegal immigrant from anywhere until if there is one moment. Well, that's what I said to President Bush, and I disagree with him, even though I'm Republican, that was volunteer in both campaigns, and I still support him in many domestic issues. But until there is something in Congress, there is nothing to stop, nothing, absolutely nothing to stop asking people for documents from wherever they are, and if they don't have them, deport them.
Well, I'm all for that, too. Zoni, I have your number. I'm going to get in touch with you tomorrow.
Well, I'll be on Tuesday in City Hall. I don't know if you're going to be strong enough to be with me, or we can make arrangements to start, if not this week, next week, because we have to do our part.
You say you can get Mr. Villaraigosa on the show.
Well, I ask. The name of the press secretary is Nathan. They make any excuse possible not to go on your show.
Yeah,
they
have not called. We have called them many times, and Villaraigosa is a coward. He won't even come on the show, and I would treat him with the utmost respect. I wouldn't disrespect him on the air, but he's a coward. His people won't even call us back. That's disrespectful, Zoni.
But I think you should invite Jim Han. He's in the same position.
This has nothing to do with Jim Han. I wouldn't vote for either one of them. I'd vote for Fido before I'd vote for either one of them. But that doesn't mean that Villaraigosa is fit to be mayor of this city, because he's not. Villaraigosa is a reconquista. Villaraigosa is a racist. Villaraigosa is for one bunch of people. That's his own race. He doesn't care about anybody else. I have heard and seen some of the things he has said. I am not for Jim Han. I will never say one good thing for him, but I will never say anything for Villaraigosa either, because Villaraigosa is one of the people that I can't stand.
I think we must push both of them so they can enforce what they say.
Neither one will enforce anything. I've never heard Villaraigosa say one word against illegal immigration. First of all, he is a coward, and he uses the term the undocumented.
I agree.
When he says the undocumented,
I agree with you.
Zoni, as soon as he says it, I know where he's at. That makes him racist, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. I have that right. I'm going to get in touch with you, my friend. I got to go. You take care.
And
thank you for your civility, and thank you for calling the show.
Absolutely.
As always. Take care. Let's go to Luca, calling from Apple Valley. Luca, you got about 1 minute. What do you hear? What do you say?
Very nice to hear you.
Friend. How are you?
I'm all right. I've been with Mark. I'm just back right now by car.
I heard you were there.
I want just to say it only two words. There was the most beautiful moment of my life, and I had tears in my eyes when I seen the people, the average Jane, average Joe, the kids, the invalid, the veterans. It was amazing. Last night it was a beautiful meeting after all day of work. I mean, we spent all morning protesting in front of NACO and Douglas. Then we went on shift on the border with Jim, and I was all day with Jim, Gilchrist, and with Chris. And I see at the night, at 10 o'clock, people didn't have dinner yet. They have nothing to eat. Ladies, seniors, people with one leg. You know what? You remind me somehow, I don't know, something like 200 years ago during this war, Independence War. These people, the American people, they have the heart biggest than everything. And I am so happy that I could be part of this group. I have to be back today because I have business to run tomorrow, and I couldn't make it just for 3 days.
Luca, we're going to get you on again, buddy. Call me next week. We spend a little time with guests tonight.
Anyway,
so
people, go, because it's a war.
Absolutely.
This is part of American history.
Absolutely. Here we are, a legal immigrant who went down there
stood
up for America.
I got the date. The 29th of April, I got
you,
my call.
You come on the show when that happens. We're going to have you on.
All right, my friend.
All right,
thank
my buddy.
Thank you very much.
You take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
There you go, folks. Legal immigrant, a good guy. An Italian who's standing up for America. We love this kind of immigrant. Let's go to Dorothy, calling from Glendale. Dorothy, not much time.
Yes, I have a couple of things I want to say. I'm really incensed about Antonio Villaraigosa wanting to be mayor of Los Angeles. People, don't let him to be mayor of Los Angeles, first to destroy it, and second to corrupt your children's minds and lives. First, he's associated with the subversive Mexican Maldef and Mecha organization.
Vile separatist hate groups.
Yeah, well, he wants to help take Mexico over, Mexico take over L.A., part of what they call AZAC land. He's on video for working for that agenda. But the second thing In his numerous TV ads, he boasts about his education reform when he was in the California Assembly. Reform? Brainwashing and destroying our young children's minds? He was the author of Assembly Bill 1785, which passed and was signed into law by Governor Gray Davis on September 30th, 2000.
Dorothy, if you can, send a couple bucks to Mayor Noe. They're really trying to keep this guy from being elected.
From kindergartners on, teachers will have textbooks on every subject incorporating the homosexual agenda in their mandatory curriculum.
Here's a guy. This is what he stands for, but here's a guy that uses the term the undocumented.
Yeah.
Well, anytime they say that, the red flag goes up. And let me tell you something. This guy is for his race and nobody else. That's my opinion. I got to go, Dorothy. Sorry to keep you on hold so long. Thanks for the call. All right, let's go to Al calling from Riverside. Al, you got about 30 seconds, buddy. I am sorry.
Terry.
Yes, sir.
As fast as I can, this broad from the ACLU was on with Lou Dobbs, and fortunately, Lou Dobbs, like a few others, was pressing her. She said, well, we're for everyone's rights, but she said, even though our members are more predisposed to the migrants.
Migrant.
And he said, you know, some of these rights are reserved for Americans only. She said, yes, that's true. And she was staring at her feet when she was saying this. So this ACLU thing, we need civil liberties, but this group is a leftist, pro-radical, basically no citizenship organization. A second point is this. Dr. Cosman was on with George Putnam. She's an expert on medical problems and also related to immigration, how our infrastructure is being swamped. It's interesting all the costs you talk about that immigrants are getting medical services. I've got a disabled brother that has to petition to get an operation.
Good luck.
They can spend money on foreigners, but American citizens, ancestors have been here 200 years, have to campaign for it.
Your brother has to reclassify as undocumented.
Right,
then
undocumented.
Then maybe he can get the surgery. I got to go, Al.
Thank you.
Sorry, buddy.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Tony Vance calling from the Arizona border. Tony, you got about 20 seconds.
Okay. Hey, Terry, just call and let you know that we very much support the Minuteman Project. We just can't be part of it. We live too close to the border. And Tom and Bay, what they did is they went to a layup site down Davis Road, not too far from Tombstone, walked through the brush several hundred feet through that brush.
They got into all of it. They really
layup
did.
Sites.
All right, Tony, thanks for the call. Always appreciate it. My best to Larry.
Yeah, we took them out there so they can see what's going on.
Good. Take care.
Okay.
All right. We got Bill, Martin, Chris, the rest. I'm so sorry, folks. I can't get to you. Chris, you've been waiting forever. I see how long you've been on hold. Call me next week. I'll put you on first. I give you my word. My apologies. It was a different night with this Minuteman thing, and I apologize to all of you. I am so sorry. I want to remind everybody this week with the swings, this week we have undocumented vigilantism and the Golden Age. Good stuff. You can read their column on our website this week with the swings. I want to thank everybody who participated in the show, my engineer, Mike Reed, engineer par excellence, and my buddy Mel who took your call tonight. I want to thank everybody. Remind you, we need your help to stay on the air. Please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. Let me remind you of those three websites we push every week, theterryandersonshow.com, and don't forget our good buddy Juan Mann at deportaliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. Stick around for Sunday Night Folk with Jimmy Kay and Jeff. This is Terry Anderson saying we will be back again next week, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Man, am I tired. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order three or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite
8100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.